This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A new report found the number of immigration detention flights leaving Colorado has skyrocketed in a year. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
Immigration lawyers say moving detainees out of state has hurt their ability to fully help all of their clients this year, particularly when someone gets flown to a different detention center in the middle of the night. Laura Lunn is a detention attorney at the Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network.
It is through some Hail Mary attempts at communication that loved ones were able to contact me and say, hey, we think that something's up. And I promptly, with my heart beating, file something quickly with the district court, which is the only place where I can go to try and make sure my client stays here in Colorado.
ICE's own policies say they're only supposed to move detainees in emergencies, and they're not supposed to move people with assigned counsel. Those rules, lawyers say, aren't being followed this year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
If you want to get your Christmas tree the old-fashioned way, you can get a permit to cut one on public land or national forests in Colorado. CPR's Tegan Wendlin reports.
Our parks and forests have lots of different kinds of evergreen trees, like Douglas fir, white fir, and ponderosa, and letting people cut down their own helps with wildfire suppression. You can save a lot of money, too, compared to buying a tree from a lot. Permits are $8 to $20 online. Go to the Christmas tree map on the Bureau of Land Management's website to choose your cutting area. You can also get permits from local field offices or recreation.gov. There are rules to follow, like cutting the tree at ground level and avoiding damage to other trees. Be aware of hunting seasons and tag any trees you cut. Most locations allow cutting through December 31st. For CPR News, I'm Tegan Wendland.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.